I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Santa Barbara County. Right now we're in Los Olivos, and we're here with Randall Day, the priest and rector at St. Mark's in Los Olivos, Liz Ting, co-founder of Gingerbread Wonderland, and Yvonne Lowe, who's a preschool teacher and director at St. Mark's. Hi, guys.
Hi. Thanks for coming to visit.
All right, so here we are. We're approaching Christmas time, and this is a very special time in the whole community. And tell us about the anchor with the gingerbread here.
Well, we got started with that. It's part of old-fashioned Christmas in Los Olivos, which has been going on for quite a long time and has had lots of different expressions through the years, but it had gotten to be something that drew a lot of families, but then the families didn't have very much to do once they were in town. So we've added this component that was really the brainchild of Liz and Yvonne and another partner of ours, Sandy Mullen, who isn't with us today, who heads Arts Outreach, which is another organization that's part of this.
And it isn't just to have fun and eat, is it? It's a real greater good component.
It does benefit two great causes, St. Mark's Preschool for scholarships for children who can't afford to attend preschool, as well as Arts Outreach, which is our local nonprofit, which supports arts education in the vast majority of our public and private schools here in the Valley. And how we raise money is by people coming and purchasing raffle tickets to vote on and potentially win their favorite gingerbread house, and also coming and enjoying a tasty family-friendly meal that we provide here.
All right. So this isn't a behind-the-curtain mystery. People can come and see the gingerbread houses?
Oh, absolutely. They come in from 4 o'clock, our doors open, and it's just a great venue for families. And the children, a lot of the children have actually participated in making the houses, because through Arts Outreach, we distributed this year over 70.
So was it 70?
Over 70 house kits, and they are in their classrooms next week, going to decorate them, and they will be bringing them in. So they come with their parents and grandparents and families and friends and see their own works, you know, which is wonderful.
Very cool. Give us kind of a word picture. How many and how big are they?
We're anticipating about 100 houses this year, which is double what we've had in previous years. As Yvonne said, about 70 of those come from local classrooms in the Valley, elementary schools primarily. And then the remainder are donated by local families, businesses, artists that want to create a sugar masterpiece. And they're displayed in Stacy Hall from 4 until 8. Mm-hmm. They come in all shapes and sizes.
I was just thinking, I bet there are some giant ones and some little baby ones, too.
And thematically, too. They cover the gamut. So you'll have some that will be very whimsical in nature, some that will be more serious and elegant in nature. But we do. We have from tiny little beach shack gingerbread houses all the way to manor houses. On display.
And when we've had one year, I remember Candy Waldron made a gingerbread golf course. She's a big golfer, so she made the clubhouse from her golf course, and we also had a gingerbread gym, because the All Sport Fitness recreated their gym in gingerbread, you know, so they're enormously creative, really, really a lot of fun.
The other aspect is music. We have Southern Conservatory brings in their students, young and old, and they play their violins as we open the doors, mm-hmm. I think last year is mm-hmm. how it worked out. And then later on, Beverly Staples, who's our music director here at St. Mark's, will be accompanying with piano. And so there's lots of atmosphere. There's food. There's great food.
Local chefs.
Exactly.
Local chefs are going to be doing some really wonderful things. We have Chef Bethany Markey. We have Chef Jake Francis.
Emily Harwell.
And Emily Harwell, who's the Valley Soup Mama, will be here. Lots of really wonderful, locally sourced, very creative food offerings, but also very family and kid-friendly.
So this really is a community church in the best sense of the word.
Well, yeah, we're a church. We're really a community center and an arts venue for this whole region. We've had about 90 different groups and organizations that we've served in the past year. We'll have 20 to 30 concerts. We have art exhibits. It's a community gathering place, really, for lots of different people, and we love being part of the work that groups and organizations are doing to serve the area, very broadly speaking.
For example, your gingerbread world, it's one thing to enjoy it and to taste it, but there's another ultimate greater good component. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, our scholarships for our preschool is definitely number one on my list, and Father Randall's, to help children who normally wouldn't be able to have. Preschools are primarily private, you know, and so you pay tuition. And these children, many of them wouldn't be able to come here if we couldn't offer the scholarships that we do. So things like Gingerbread Wonderland help ease some of that financial burden.
I mean, that's a good thing for the families who receive the scholarships, obviously, but it's really better for all of the students to realize that they live in a diverse world where, you know, economically people come from lots of different backgrounds, you know, that racially in terms of their language of origin, they come from different backgrounds, and to, you know, really know one another from early childhood helps them understand what the world is really like, that it's not just one small group, their, you know, primary, you know, social group. This also benefits Arts Outreach, which is an incredible organization. I mean, I think we all know that the arts have really suffered in school funding across the board, and in our area, we're so fortunate to have had a visionary organization develop that initially served around 150 people and now has over 3,000 students that Arts Outreach is serving, providing an arts program in schools throughout the valley, as well as up into Los Alamos, and I mean moving up the valley.
The Kama Valley, just beyond Santa Maria, which is, it's a good drive for our artists to be going there, but they still take the arts to those kids, and then they do summer productions as well, so it doesn't just stop when school ends. Sandy keeps that ball rolling throughout the and summer camps. And for many kids, art is their form of expression. You know, we're not all scholars, so it's nice that they have that introduction this early, and that they're taught by real artists who come in and they know that, oh, I can maybe make a living doing that sometime on my own also. You know, that's a perfect benefit for them, I think.
It's a wonderful combination of bringing real artists who have tremendous passion for the craft that they're practicing together with children who are natural artists, and being able to marry those two is a wonderful thing that Arts Outreach does. My children have benefited from Arts Outreach education, both here at St. Mark's and now at the school that they attend, the family school, and in their summer programs. My daughter participates in their summer youth theater every summer, and it's a wonderful way for youth in the valley to come together and embrace the wonder of art and drama.
That is really cool.
Yeah, and the other thing with this, too, that we were trying to accomplish, I mean, we're really glad that it raises funds for these two purposes, but we also wanted to create a context in which families could come together and be very relaxed and see one another, have conversation, because we're aware, I think everybody's aware, that you know, so much is happening virtually these days, you know, that we send texts to one another, we're on social media and back and forth. But we want to be the kind of place where you actually just cross paths with each other and you see one another face to face. And so we wanted that environment. We have this, you know, big courtyard here, as well as the hall and the way it kind of opens out onto the courtyard. Actually, where we're sitting here, Santa will be here. So
when does Santa arrive?
Well, Santa's going to be here from 4 till 8. We've had...
On when?
On December 5th. So 4 till 8 on December 5th. And in the middle of that, around 6 o'clock, as part of Old Fashioned Christmas in Los Olivos, we'll be lighting the Christmas tree that's at the center of Los Olivos, our little village here. But Santa will be here from 4 to 8, and it's kind of funny, the one adaptation with that, when I was a small child, it was always the photographer taking the picture. Now we have Santa, and everyone takes their own picture with their cell phone or whatever. And
Santa selfies.
Santa selfies is sort of the story, so Santa's adapting to that. But we really wanted a place where people could come together and see one another and do that during the holidays. That it's not just kind of running around checking items off the list, but, you know, where you can have conversations, see one another, enjoy just, you know, the informal food vendors that we have here, our wonderful chefs, and have a place to be together.
So. Kick off the season. It really is a wonderful way to get in the holiday spirit, and it's so fun as I help check people in to see all the faces that you don't necessarily get to see on a daily basis, and to see their children. The eyes of the kids are really what makes this event so special. I mean, they're right at the eye level of all of these houses that are just decorated in candy, and as we all know, we try to keep our kids away from candy as much as possible. But in my household, when we decorate gingerbread houses, It's no holds barred. So the kids cannot wait to do that process and eat along the way. But we do have an eyes only policy in the hall, and the kids are usually pretty good about doing that. But
very cool. Well, we've got ourselves up to December 5th, but we have a few days left until Christmas. What else happens at St. Mark's and in Los Olivos connected between that period of time up to Christmas?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, at St. Mark's, I mean, we're part of a tradition that observes the season of Advent, which is an interesting season, especially culturally, where, especially, you know, with everything kicking off at Black Friday with all the retail and so on. But Advent is kind of a pause prior to the traditional beginning of Christmas and the 12 days of Christmas, which really begin on Christmas Eve and go up until January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany. Those are the 12 days of Christmas. So in this Advent season, we offer opportunities to take a pause, which there's a great value in having a pause. So every evening in Advent, we offer a night prayer service at 7:30. It's very short, adapting to the season. It's only about 15 minutes long. But it gives everybody in the community a chance to come by and just have this very sort of contemplative, quiet prayer opportunity. So that's going on. We have, of course, our Sunday services at 8 and 10 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon, so people can sleep in and still come to church. But the themes there are really not Christmas. They're more expectation and hope, and of course we need a lot of hope in our world these days. So those kinds of things are going on at St. Mark's. But then, of course, the doors are open all day, every day here. The restrooms are open all day, every day here. And there will be lots of groups and organizations and concerts going on as well.
Let's roll back in time. When I first met you this morning, you were talking about Thanksgiving services and that outreach and what you did. Talk a little bit about that. That was really cool.
Well, one of the things that we do here in the San Ynez Valley every year is we have an interfaith Thanksgiving service. And people in different areas, and I suppose the San Ynez Valley might be one of those people start thinking, well, everybody who lives here is just like me, but like they don't realize that there are Muslims who live in the San Ynez Valley or Buddhists who live in the San Ynez Valley or that there's a Jewish community in the San Ynez Valley. And, of course, St. Mark's is also home to the San Ynez Valley Jewish community, which is a really wonderful Reform congregation, and they have an outstanding Rabbi Pearl Barlev. But we have this interfaith Thanksgiving service every year, and this year especially.
You said 7 different faiths?
Yeah, well, we had the brand new pastor from the Roman Catholic Church from the Mission St. Ynez, Father Matt Elshoff, was here. There's a brand new pastor at Bethania Lutheran Church, Chris Brown, who was here. But then we had lay representatives from the Muslim community. Muhammad Jabaya, who also runs the Mustard Seed Restaurant in Solvang, Day Yeager, who's a local Buddhist, Rabbi Pearl was here from the Jewish community. So we had a really wonderful gathering, and we chanted verses from the Quran. We heard Hebrew being sung by Rabbi Pearl. And I think it brought people into an experience of being in this much larger, global, multi-faith, multicultural context in which we actually live. So So again, it gave us some hope and some sense that people can actually live out of a diverse context, but that we all actually care about a lot of the same things. We have a common humanity that that we all share.
You remind me of somebody said the best sermon they ever witnessed was one they saw, not that they heard.
Well, exactly, and I think that was funny because it was completely natural. There was nothing planned about it, but as the service ended, those of us who were sort of leading the service just naturally embraced, you know. So we were, you know, like the rabbi and the Muslim, you know, hugging, you know, and you know, it was just incredible to see that, you know, and to experience being in that presence, you know. And again, it seemed to say something about what is actually still possible for human beings to get along.
I love it. I wish we could go on, but we're out of time. Randall Day, priest and rector at St. Mark's in Los Olivos, Liz Ting, and Yvonne Lowe, thank you guys so much for sharing. This is wonderful.
Well, thank you for coming to Los Olivos today.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving holiday.
Happy holidays.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Los Olivos in Santa Barbara County.